Let's start now. This is Rabbi Yaakov G. Is that my friend?
Yaakov Mordechai G.
Yaakov Mordechai G. Okay.
Right, from London.
And you're from London. Okay, now, where were you before you came to Lakewood?
Gates Yeshiva.
Okay. How long were you in Gates?
In Gates, I was about 6 years.
And who was the Rosh Yeshiva at that time?
Rabbi Lee Gurwitz, Rabbi Lopin, the Benayel, of Khan, the Gurwitz, Rabbi Lopin, Moshe Schwab was a Mashkiach.
Rabbi Lopin?
Yeah, very good. Lukovic, very Lopian, yeah.
Lopian, okay.
Lopian, yeah.
And
son of Rebellion Lopian.
Oh, okay, okay. So you were there for
big
about
man,
six,
big man. What?
6 years.
About 6 years, yeah.
Okay, now, what? How did you find out about Lakewood?
Well, Lakewood, Zachar, Baron, we knew Lakewood.
Everybody knew.
Yeah, Lakewood, Zachar. When I was accepted to Lakewood by the office at Lakewood, I was so excited. I was getting even from America, which they say we're excited by America.
What about America?
I was excited also by America.
Okay, that's something else.
Yeah, but you can't help it. I mean, it was coming on.
Yeah, okay. The other thing is, you mentioned something. Did you see Reb Aaron in Gateshead?
No, I was in Lakewood when he came. He spoke to me about Gateshead. He spoke to me.
Because I understand he visited there and he spoke there.
Yeah, he spoke to me. When he came back, I spoke to him. When in the airport, it's a great Chiddush because the Lakewood Talmidim, they had the shush from Chaim Epstein, asked Moshe Feinstein if they should take a bus to the airport. And he said, because they heard that he's never done before.
A bus for what purpose?
To come upon Reb Aaron in New York airport.
I mean, they should go just from Lakewood to the airport.
He was away.
A little terror.
Yeah, he was away. He just came back. He was away for quite a long time.
Uh-huh.
He went with Yaakov Shif.
What year was that?
That was 1959, I think, something like that.
Uh-huh. So he made a trip to Europe?
What?
Where? 1959.
I wasn't sure which year it was. What? He made a visit to Eshisor. I thought you were passed by Europe on the way back.
Uh-huh. On the way back from Eshisor, went to the gate.
Yeah, went to Europe, yeah.
But you were here already.
I was here already, right.
Uh-huh.
He came again in 1965.
Yeah, but...
Mm-hmm. But he was overnight. He didn't stay long.
He didn't speak.
No.
Okay. So, so you were in Gateshead, and what year was that again?
1957. For 1953 to 57, I was in Gates
Yeshiva.
Okay, 57. Four years.
You decided to come to Lakewood.
Yeah.
What was your introduction? Did you have a letter of introduction?
I must have had a letter of Blopin or whatever and applied to go. I must have had some sort of letter from the Rosh Yeshivas.
From Gator?
Yeah. I sent the letter to the. They sent me an application form and they sent me a visa to come, a visa, whatever it is, to come to America. And I came to America and I was in Lakewood for 3 years and I did not go home in those 3 years.
Stayed in Lakewood.
And I never saw. I saw Chicago for wedding of Nosson Nussbaum. I went to his wedding in Chicago. I went to Baltimore once as well, and I went to the mountains. But that's about all. I was not in America. I was in Lakewood, Barry Barron.
Uh-huh. That's very interesting. And what was your first experience in Lakewood?
The first thing I saw Reb Aaron. No, I was in America, New York for 2 days. I went to Lakewood and I saw the Bach and he gave me Shalom Aleichem. He gave me Shalom Aleichem. And Shalom Aleichem, my name is G, you know. And G, like G is the Chinese name there. They were personal, they were just sort of amused, you know.
Yeah.
And I bought myself a very big hanger, which I put my coat on, the English coat. It was not for them, but for winter I bought it.
Yeah.
They find a very big joke. Anyway, because it is. And I came with a very white hat, and that time the hats changed, were small already.
Uh-huh.
The fashion then was to have small and narrow hats, and I came with very big hats, so that was the fashion. But America told me to design out to the fashion, as Nichai, you're all crackers we are.
Uh-huh.
And the kids, I had to change that one. And I met a Baron after Maiv or something. You know,
what month of the year was that?
That was in the summertime, that was in June.
In June?
Yeah, so I met the Baron and the Shalom Aleichem there, the Shalom Aleichem, the Chief, and he came to the Yom. It was the man became us.
He asked you already, before you...
Shalom Aleichem, Shalom. I'm H. from Gateshead. It was the man became us.
For the shiur that was giving them.
The first thing is for the man became us.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I don't know if I did or didn't, but that was it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I got quite numb to him, and he's always smiling at me, and he's very nice, a very kind man. Mm-hmm. But Baron is a very kind man. Mm-hmm. Actually, Baron was very normal.
Well,
he was a genius in mind. He was a very normal man.
Uh-huh.
A very normal man.
He could relate to ordinary people.
Everybody could relate to everybody. Although he spoke fast and the thing, but he understood everybody, see. He understood everybody, and everybody had the shacks of him. He was a very normal man. He wasn't a big machme, he wasn't a bit of mako, and a very well-balanced person.
Uh-huh. That came across very strongly.
Very strong, yeah. You got other people say it?
Yes. He was. I don't know how to put it, but a lot of people gave me this impression as well, Rabbi Jacobs, also that he was a universal person.
Yeah.
He was like beyond the moment, and even though he was universal, he encompassed everything about his vicinity too.
Well, that's very good. Yes, very good book. But that's very teeth. They always say Saint Teeth now. They say Saint Teeth. I'm just saying he's a noble man, like, you know.
Yeah, but it's something
he
like
he didn't look for the best ethnic out. He was very nice, good, fine, offer, and he didn't you know, he was a very noble person. You could sort of follow him. You could follow his ways, except he's very fast in learning. He had this high cheshbon
of
cheshbonis. All those who followed his shia became gedolim.
Uh-huh.
Everyone.
It's just by being, just by
following his shia.
You
followed his shia, and you knew his shia, you became a gedolim.
Uh-huh.
That I found out. All those who took interest in shia are gedolim, right?
Because I understood he assisted very much on the Talmidim that they should follow the Shia, they should learn the Shia.
Yeah, unfortunately that I did, but like 80% didn't drive, but the mice is those who did are Haida Gedolim.
To the measure of that one devoted themselves to the Shia, that's the measure that they got out of it.
And everyone did. There's Mayor Hartstein also did, but
right.
He's also a big man. I don't know what you're doing.
He spoke to me too.
Yeah.
I got Mayor. Very, very, very idle a person.
Very special here. Yeah, the man called Chaim Stein there.
Him too, from Chicago.
Yeah.
Yeah, he spoke to me too.
He's a big man. And the Moshe was telling him was the Ogden Goddard.
But he also acts very.
These people are good. A bow guy, but you're not a god, are you?
He also, Robert Hershkowitz also spoke to me. He was very, 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 very,
Because I don't have him because I can't find his number.
I don't know where he lives.
Yeah, you know,
he told me in Cleveland or in.
There's a guy called in the Lakewood called Kleiman. Yitzchok Kleiman.
Sure, I'm looking for him right now.
He's not a Talmud of Lakewood, but he's the only one really who loves Mishnas Rabbi Aaron, the Musa.
Mm-hmm.
And he's black, the safety is very torn, the incredible. He's got real shigar, he's got a real dvekus around his memory.
Yeah. I spoke to him in passing, and he said he would speak to me, but I haven't just,
he's a big man. Give my regards when you speak to him.
Let me put that down.
He was here on Shabbos 2 weeks ago.
He was here. I'm in England. Yitzchok Kleiman. Yeah. In fact, today I was looking for. He has a lot of children here, tried. I called up the numbers, and nobody answered.
All right, so don't give up. You want to find out.
In this business, I can't give up because I have to go through a lot of repetition and following up to get somebody to speak. It's not that easy.
He used to give shmoozen once every few weeks, 2 weeks.
The Rosh Yeshiva.
Yeah, the Rosh Yeshiva used to give shmoozen. It's great about Musa.
This is about Musa.
It's a climb of time. It's that he's a golden coddle. The maid is about Musa. But he's about Musa. And I came back to England and I said, you know, Baron is about Musa.
Yeah, nobody believed it.
So the guy says to me, it's Harry Getty. It's Scary Gilly now, she's now Robin.
It's Scary what?
Scary Gilly, he's a Robin.
Oh, yeah, I know him. He's Robin Marshall Heights.
Yeah, he says to me, you know, he's got a big tree in there, but not bad, was then he saw Mrs. Robbie Aaron.
Yeah.
About some, not long later, he said, came up to me, he says, you know, it's about 10 years later, Ichabcharata. He is a Balmusa. He was a Balmusa. I saw from Mrs. Rabbi Aaron that he was a Balmusa. You'll be scared. Because of the Slobotkin, he's got the rule. The safe is held high in Brisk as well. Now, Mrs. Rabbi Aaron is held also very high in the Briskers.
Even though it's a
Because he brings Pesukim for everything. He's got the Makoya.
Oh, it's not just
ideas. No, it's just that's why he's got Isaac Makoya with Fiat and Rachia.
So the main scene.
The Shurim were very hard. Unfortunately, I didn't prepare this year, mate. Unfortunately, the Yiddish is very fast as well. And there used to be two guys, I forgot their name now. They're like bruisers, but heavyweight boxers. They're about the tubers, I don't know. And they used to make. To grasp his shear, they used to sort of jump up and down and clench their fists and make funny faces. It was incredible to see them under him, just under him. And he
said, oh, they were.
I forgot to. One of the big Rosh Yeshiva. He's got a big. I can't remember the name.
You remember where he's a Rosh Yeshiva?
I don't know where it is. He's a very rough, very coarse sort of people. I mean, they're probably better now. But they always tell me them. Yeah. There's a guy called Yehuda Edery, but he lives in
Edery?
Yeah, he lives in.
I've never heard of him.
Edery, he lives in Toronto.
Yehuda?
Yehuda Edery, he's got to get his telephone number. He's well known.
Is it Edery? Okay, I know Edery, people in Toronto.
They know him very well. He knew the Baron very well. Mm-hmm. Anyway, the Baron and the Shurim are very, very high grade. Mm-hmm. High grade Shurim.
Edery sounds like a Swedish name.
Yeah, Moroccan.
Huh? But he must know Yiddish to be able to understand Rabban.
Perfect, you're talking Yiddish to you. You wouldn't think it's a Sephardi either. So the vote is it's high grade Shia, full of Ruchnius and the fire of him when he gave a Shia.
It wasn't just Havdal a lecture, it was a Shia.
It was
a Tyridic, I think.
Yeah, they fought the whole body, the whole collapse, mostly to Mano. And the fire, the face, the fire, and after Shia, everybody vanished except for about 15, 20 people. Asher, Chiyaka Shif is saying Shia with somebody, and he said over at Hartstein, and Mayor Mintz, he said to Eli Ben Wachfeigel and Sholem Schechter. They vanished, but 80% of the Shiva vanished. The biggest Lamdolim vanished.
What do you mean by vanished?
They went out, you know, they went out. Obviously, they went away. The American cop is a very thorough and slow head. I mean, I don't mean slow in capacity, but they don't want to think fast. They like to think sort of thorough and slow.
Right.
I'm very happy in the American head. So, you know, this sort of thing would. But on the other hand, Rabban had a big mockum in America, among his mockum.
Yeah.
Oh, the Moses. Greatest Derek Harris to me. I never knew what Derek Harris to walk into Lakewood. In a way, I wasn't in America. I was in Lakewood, Rabban. I used to like America. I like the countryside. I like the fireflies in the evening, the summer evening.
You
go to Lakewood. And you get pleasant weather and it's very special. Yeah.
So what did the weather have to do with Rabban?
No, it's a room in a room. You've got to be happy in a room in a room as well. I mean, I was losing my space more or less, but they used to take some stroll and Shabbos or whatever, you know, in the evenings. They used to take the fresh air. Went to a bar, and they're going to have the atmosphere of Lakewood. Lakewood's a very flat place, very humid.
Very humid, I know.
Yeah.
Did you have allergies?
No, I didn't have allergy, no.
I got an allergy as soon as I got here.
When I came, that was Shana, there was this Asian flu.
Asian flu.
Everybody, including the Shiva Baum, got it. It was ill. And I was the only one. I thought I was a big bluffer because I was the only one who wasn't ill. Me and Shaul Kagan and a few others.
Shaul Kagan,
a few others with only Gesunter. Yeah. I just had my son wrong with me, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. I just was ill fighting, you know. 90% went down.
Uh-huh. Did you ever have any shimush? Oh, so you never did, because you always never left Lakewood. You never went to, with them to New York or anything like that.
Yeah, I used to go with them. I used to go to private. I used to be in his flat a few times. I used to stay in his flat downstairs. He had two flats. One downstairs. And she used to be there a lot. Sarah Schwarzman.
Yeah.
And she's a very nice woman, a very, very strong, white woman. You had to argue with her about a bottle of milk. She insists I take a bottle of milk downstairs with me.
Yeah.
And I said, no, I won, but I upset her a bit, you know. Mm-hmm. But her mother, the Robinson, Elaine, was set here. Mm-hmm. And her parent here was set here. I was mishamishing for a week.
Mm-hmm. Did you see anything or learn anything during that week that remains with you?
Normal.
They had matzahs
3 days before Pesach, and the Rebbe put matzahs down 3 nights. Pesach was about like Friday night, I think.
Yeah.
And Wednesday night she put matzahs down.
Yeah.
Or Thursday night, even or Wednesday night, she says that the Sunday Shkintam. So she took the matzahs away.
She didn't like it.
She didn't like it. The Sunday Shkintam. Then Sunday checked down. That was the Pesach time. Sukkot time was there.
Yeah.
So somebody made Latonis of the barbiture.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't like it because the dangerous people, the barbiture.
Who didn't like it?
The Baron.
Didn't like the Lubavitch?
Shepherd of the Baron. The Baron didn't like the Shepherd of the Maiva because he felt they're very dangerous people and he didn't want to ever speak about them. She didn't ever speak about them.
I mean, he didn't like them to the point where he didn't want you to speak about them either.
Yes, that's right, yeah.
Uh-huh. Did he ever explain why he was against them?
Well, it was known. They're not that clear. I think he had a very low opinion of them.
Very low opinion.
Very low opinion of them. That was accepted, the thing. Mm-hmm. The Baruch wasn't accepted at all in there. It's like college, it is. The college was unaccepted in Lakewood.
Right, you know.
Joe College. College was really a bad word, you know.
Uh-huh.
The study, anybody called study would be taken out like a coin is Tom in the base of Mikdosh. They used to get hold of him and break his head, you know what I mean?
Oh.
If you caught studying in Lakewood, oh man.
Study.
Yeah,
what does studying mean?
Studying.
You mean secular?
Yeah.
Everything was Torah.
Oh, that's it.
There was nothing else.
The daughter of Abraham Pritzker, she was a Feinstein. She married a Moshe Soloveitchik.
Right.
She talked to Abraham. At Abraham, the vent shrine. The walls cry out, Torah, the walls cry it out. You know, you come in.
The walls. Where?
In Abraham Pritzker's house.
Uh-huh.
The walls cried, Torah, Nishtakhlandazach, Lord Torah.
Yeah.
Which they said, Sidonis Barabound, the Ventum Geschrien, Torah, Nishtakhlandazach, alles is in Torah. Chesed, Rachmim, Allachochmas, alles is in Torah. Torah, Lord Torah. Which that was about in these days. Yeah. What?
Any other recollections? Because now that I got you, I don't want to give you up. Get as much as possible.
There's a lot of things. Very upset when I told them I'm going. I felt I was going to get married.
Going where?
And to go back to England.
Uh-huh.
He thought I was going to go back to England and come back again.
Uh-huh.
So he says to me, is it says to me, Tuva, I went up to us, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
Oh. And he's writing to her, he says, he's so upset. He says, yes, kiss me, so good, nice. Yes, he's not going to be so upset with myself.
Uh-huh.
I said, yes, Kisra's on it. And the Mitch Yom Kippur, he says, Kisra's on tight, he comes straight, Kisra's on tight.
Yeah, but you came back.
Yeah, I didn't go back now.
You didn't come back?
No.
Did you know at the time that you weren't coming back?
I felt that. See, a lot of new, see, Bochum would come again then. It was developing to a new yeshiva.
Yeah.
And I saw a lot of new faces and some other. I felt that, you know, I felt that my mockum, the future mockum, is not in America.
Uh-huh.
First taste.
Uh-huh.
Incidentally, my wife left in Lakewood, left her place where she was, to come to England the same day
she's
as I left.
American?
No, she's not. Well, she's somewhere. She goes somewhere. Where she came from, she left the same time as I left. And we met 3 years later.
Oh, she left. She was in America and came back?
No, she wasn't in America. She was somewhere else.
Oh, someplace else.
Somewhere not far from Australia. She came to England.
Australia?
The same day, wherever it was, the same day. As the same day as I came to England. We met 3 years later.
By chance of us.
Yeah. I felt it wasn't my place anymore, and I felt very sad, because when I landed in England, I felt very, very sad.
Because you don't have your
mind. America's a bright, yeah.
Did things change in England since then?
Then, I came back an Englishman.
Geblieben
Englishman, yeah.
So, but there's no... So what's the Torah like in England?
The Torah's also big in England, but Lake Torah's also very big about Gates of Kodal. And the Gates of Aaron told me that Gates of the Ish are Kula Kranim. So he told me that. So I told now Gates of the Ish doesn't change. It's still a Ish of Kula
Kranim. It didn't change.
No.
My daughter studied there for a year.
When you get seminary.
Yeah, right.
Corns.
Right.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Well, there's another one? I know there's another one.
There's Chalmers, yeah.
I don't know.
Just opened up you two a few years ago.
She really was very impressed.
Why, you only good for a year?
Extremely impressed. Well, because she was... She finished high school here, and she decided she wanted to go there because she had a friend, Kagan. You know Kagan?
Yeah,
I saw Kagan's daughter.
Daughter, yeah. She married this girl?
Sure. And she was very impressed by the... She used to talk about the people in Gateshead. She said, Daddy, you don't know. I mean, she goes, oh, Abba, she said, you don't know that in Gateshead, he says, there's ordinary teachers are Gedolim, she said.
Yeah.
They're all Gedolim.
Yeah.
She was like... Yeah. And then she came from Lakewood. She said, she never saw something like that.
Yeah, really.
She was very impressed.
Yeah, they're Gedolim in Lakewood as well, don't worry.
Huh?
But
she wasn't. She couldn't get this. When you're in the same place, ain't Novi Beiroi.
That's right.
You can't see the thing that you have in front of you.
Exactly.
So, because it was different. She loved the whole English countryside and all the girls, and they were very. She became very friendly with them.
I'm sure the countryside around Gated.
Huh?
Gates has a very nice countryside around it.
She was to imitate the Goyim, how they speak, like, you know, the accent.
Yeah.
No, she liked that. She was able to, like, catch that accent, you know, the way the peasants speak, you know.
Yeah.
The peasants talk. But she really loved it there. And she made an impression. To this day, I could see...
She married to your daughter?
No, she has kind of her eight children.
Eight children?
Or nine, maybe nine.
So when did she go to Gates then?
I would say
at the 12 years
high
ago?
School before she went and got married. She was like a year before she got married. She's married about 18 years or so. Or 19, I don't know. So she was there, but she was extremely impressed.
You want to know more about me?
Yeah.
You can ask him, Yosef Weiss. He writes some books.
No, I don't want to know about you. I know only what
not
you
me,
say
no,
about
me. No, you won't get my background. So
I don't need your background. If you're a Talmud Rabban, that's your background. There's no
that's
other background.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the ganze Zach. There's nothing else in the world.
My son's called after him, Aaron Meir. Mr. Meir's grandfather, but he's called Aaron Meir because he's born 2 years after the Patira of Aaron. He's called Aaron, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Aaron's,
yeah. So, is there anything you want to finish or give me, like, sort of final farewell to the interview?
Yeah.
Sum up the whole thing as best as you can. Nobody can do that, but
yeah, I mean the years, and they could make an impression. I do dream about him over the years.
Yeah. You actually see him in Cholm?
Sometimes, yeah.
Somebody told me that too. Another man told me.
Yeah, I see him in Cholm from time to time. I read it. I have his book next to my bedside.
The Mishnah Sabbat?
Mishnah Sabbat. I read his Mishnah Sabbat, and it's incredible. It's absolutely incredible. And I've got all the chlokim, but he couldn't. He's by me. He's a crime, and he couldn't find. Mishnah Sabbat. I say it's there. He missed it. So he gave me a chelik aleph. So I use his one because he gave a matana from him. He loves the Baron so much. He knew. So I use his one next to my bed, and I always look at my Pshach's Torah, but I think my Baron I find a very high grade. Pshach's also very high grade. Mm. Yeah, but both Torah, both are Torah. Mm. We talk about Torah, Dos Maitman, the Kodesh Baruch Hu made Dos. Mm-hmm. This made Torah, everything which breathed is Torah. Our Baron is Torah. Gending, there's no Chochma, it's just Torah.
I tell you a story about myself, I'll turn it off, I shouldn't hear it. I'm recording.
If you look at Torah, the people who learn Torah, look at them,
yeah.
And take any other thing, department,
yeah.
The computers, I know you're good about, I'm not talking about people in computers, what are they, builders, architects, right. Surveyors, musicians, they're all a bunch of cowboys, they're all just nobodies.
Right.
You take the biggest composers.
Yeah.
You get Tchaikovsky with the biggest knife out, and everyone that was that. You take any chokhmah you find. I mean, Einstein, a crackpot, you know what I mean?
Somebody said a good voice, like this. There's a man, his name is Beda, he gives speeches to Syrians. He said, like this, there was once a big professor of philosophy or something, yeah. And they found out he was a big mushkis, and they confronted him. So they said, how could you teach morality and you yourself are not? This, he says, you don't have to be a triangle to you don't have to teach geometry, but in Torah you have to be at a triangle. You can't be something else.
How interesting! Well, good for square. To teach you to be a triangle.
You don't have to be a triangle to teach geometry.
But Torah,
you have to be a triangle.
I mean, the man in Rome just after the war, the big hall, he came just after the war, the Second World War,
yeah.
And he was speaking that to stop smoking. Smoking is bad for your health, I remember that earlier.
Right.
While he was speaking, the whole room was full of smoke, and he was smoking as well.
Right.
He was chain smoking while he was speaking.
Right.
You don't get that in Taylor.
That's right.
I mean, you don't get that. You get a person who's a hypocrite, could be, so they don't want to be a hypocrite, but you are what you speak to.
I'll give you another example. By nature, I'm not from. I'm not a from person. But I said to myself, but I want to learn Torah.
Yeah.
And in order to learn Torah, you got to be from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've got tradition. Yeah.
I said, otherwise you can't learn it. And if you don't learn Torah, there's nothing else to learn. So we might as well be from.
That's an interesting thing, because I know somebody who's still alive. He's a Shuvatan Chochm. Like he was a Rav, I think, in somewhere, whatever, Rav Chazan, somewhere south of England. He said that he knew he has got a shas as well, and he was talking about an older elderly man.
Yeah.
And he loves swimming. So swim means. When you go to the beach, you swim with women now as well. Not that he has interest in women, but you're not allowed to.
Right, right.
So you're going to take smicha inside. You can't take smicha.
Yeah.
Because if you take smicha, I can swim with women now.
Uh-huh.
He never took smicha.
Right, I hear.
What? He never took smicha. He's not a rabbi. He's a reverend. He's not a rabbi because if he couldn't take smicha, he'd go swim with women. So Cain said, then the man can't take smicha. He did wrong. He should have not gone swimming and take smicha.
Right.
So anyway, there's no room for being different than the Echper, but like Torah's. Yeah, well, that's good.
You can't be maneuverable if you want to learn Torah.
Yeah, you can't be maneuverable, it's just a Torah, yeah.
If you want to learn Torah, you have to be it doesn't work otherwise.
It happens that people are failures, like Elisha ben Nevuah.
Yeah, they crash.
And you get all these Nevi'ah Sheker. I saw that the Bemister were the VMS at one time.
Right.
And they went off.
Well, how do you explain that?
They went off. They became the view. My mission had the word of God.
Because they
walked out to the perimeter.
Uh-huh.
There's a perimeter. I know somebody who's married to he divorced his wife.
Yeah.
And married a non-Jewess.
Right.
He lived as non-Jewess, and he married her with a proper condition. He married to his wife. And this man was a top chabbisul, he knows that to learn. He's got children up in Israel.
Mm-hmm.
He went off. What's his hacky to such as a big kavir?
Yeah.
I won't tell you what it is.
Yeah.
He's well known by peace. Give not mine today, because he well known man. He married a great hacky to such
as
divorced his good wife.
Mm-hmm.
Because he left the perimeter. Mm-hmm. The perimeter where you, if you, if you choose to leave that perimeter, you don't get, you're lost.
Well, the Rambam says in the Hilchos Deis, I think, Perek Vav, right?
Yeah.
That the only, the most biggest influence on a person is who his neighbors are.
That's also true about that. You should go to Miti Libeloim Bamidbar, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but this man, God, didn't, he had, he lived away from everybody.
Well, that's the problem.
He lived away, he didn't have a great, great, good, true, he had a good wife, his wife was a Lakers, and maybe it's too much for him, Mesha, but that's how it went. She's now by herself, and then, yeah, after being out of family of his, and he's got the kids all, he's got one kid, he told me, this man, that he told me, he's got tried in America, a lawyer,
yeah,
that he take care of cradled him.
Take what?
You should care of cradled him.
Mm-hmm.
You take a cradle under, you help cradle with money, because yeshivas have their, a lot of people support yeshivas, because everybody has to learn yeshivas, but cradle him only for younger light, who want to learn, so they need extra help. You. So you, this man told me, he told his son, to take care of a cradle, probably his son does as well.
Mm-hmm.
So this man, I was a favor, but he left the perimeter, you see.
That was.
He knowingly left the perimeter of protection. There's an honor around us.
Does he have karate?
But it doesn't seem so, does he?
Hmm?
He's living with this woman, so he's still married. This is great. She gave a dress.
Look,
I doubt he's got karate.
We went to Europe a couple of years ago, to Litta and all these places, and they told us a lot of these people you see Jewish are married to shiksas.
Bad shiksas, yeah. Well, I say else because they stayed there and they got stuck. They got stuck, yeah.
It's like they're in a rut. That's it. Okay.
What's your first name, Mr. Bean?
Eli.
Now, I've got a niece and nephew in
Lakewood.
In Lakewood, called Village Cabin. Cabin Village, what's it called?
There's so many villages here.
Cabin Village.
If you came to here today, you would be lost. You wouldn't know where the place
is.
Yeah,
well, I was there 3 years ago.
Oh, you know already.
It's 45 minutes from the yeshiva.
Yeah, I know.
The Cabin Village.
Oh, my son lives in a place also about 50 minutes from the yeshiva.
Yeah.
It's called, what's it called? It's a development like to the south of here. Big, very big development.
Well, also, there's also a big Cabin Village, I can't make out what his name is, and he's a Rav there, Kreis. Budim is Einikov of Victor Miller.
Yeah.
It's Simcha Budim.
No, Simcha Budim, yeah, I know what that is.
Simcha Budim.
The villages, the villages.
The village, that's right, the village.
The villages, yeah.
Yeah, Simcha Budim, what's his name? Stern, not Stern.
Cohen.
Cohen. So, but my nephew is a battle boss of his. He's called Hassan.
What's his name?
Hassan. He's a Sfardish. He's not really a Sfardish, but he comes as Sfardim. Hassan.
Yeah.
He's married to my niece.
What does he do?
He's got a factory near Lakewood where they buy old tires and they make things out of mats and all sorts of things.
No, they make things out of tires.
Tires, yeah. They recycle the rubber and they make things out of it. They've got a big factory. They're shut off with, what's the name of that thing? Their family, Gestetner.
Uh-huh. That's a very familiar name.
That family, because there's a shooter with them, mm-hmm. and he's got a big business, so I don't know how good they're doing, but they have a factory.
Macht Eleven.
Good to talk to you, Elio.
So you'll be in Lakewood one of these days?
I usually go to every year, but for some reason
most of the time now I'm in Weinstein's.
Weinstein's?
You know where that is?
No.
It's on Fifth Street.
50. What is that? A shiva? What is it?
It's a shul, medrash.
Do you know Biyom Zeilingold?
Zeilingold sounds familiar, I don't know why.
Yeah, well, do my regards. Give my regards to Biyom Cohen, Simcha Cohen, Biyom Zeilingold, Chaskel Abraham.
Chaskel, I see every day.
Well, my special regards to him. Although I don't sometimes respond to his invitations to his weddings, it's mainly Shechabitizer, Chabienzin, and who else? There are guys there, you know.
He'll be very happy, I know, if I told him that I spoke to you.
Oh, yeah.
Because
he's a good friend of mine. He always
tells me, did you speak to Rabbi G? He gave me another name for somebody, but I couldn't find the person.
Who's the name?
Perlstein. He's a rabbi in Dublin.
Perlman.
Perlman, yeah.
Perlman, he's a friend of mine.
I couldn't find them.
No, you won't find him. I could get it. I'll find him one way I get you, but he's not hard to get.
I have a number for him.
You've got his number. It's in Ireland, yeah.
Where is he?
Perlman. He's an Ireland. He's a chief rabbi of Ireland.
He is?
Perlman, Dublin, yeah.
I looked up in the phone book. He's not listed.
Well, I don't know what it's all about there. I spoke to him a year ago. I haven't spoken to him since. He's been a chief rabbi of mine.
Chief rabbi of Ireland.
Yeah. No, he's also here. He's also a guy to talk to, yeah.
Yeah, so he told me about him, too.
Yeah.
And, see, I use the, at work, I use the internet. That's where I find people.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Oh, we strafed. Strafed, yeah.
Supposed to be strafed, but what can I do? That's what...
What you do, yeah.
That's what we do. A whole business is on the internet.
Yeah. Are you speaking for the internet now? But is it cheaper to speak for internet, isn't it?
What?
Because I'm not internet, right?
I know, you don't know, yeah. but it took over the world in 10 years.
The whole Madrid has gone down because of the internet and the computers.
Yeah.
Kids leave from best families.
That's what I heard.
When a kid gets into computers, although it's not internet, he will get this cheshik and leave learning. I'll tell you for a fact.
I tried every mitzvah in the world. I really did. I was in art, in physics, and everything. And I said, something? Why should I knock myself out on something that has no reality? It's not real.
Yeah.
It goes away. It's gone.
Yeah.
So that's it. That's it.
That's it, yeah.
Okay, cold toes.
Thank you very much for your
time. Thank you very much, Glenn.
Write a book as well.
I don't want to write a book because I can't learn if I write a book.
Okay.
This is enough for me.
All right.
How much I have to do? I have to take these tapes, I have to process them, edit them, improve them, put them together. It's enough.
Okay, very good. Okay. Very good idea. It's good. Be much later. Be much later. You might have been sorry with that.
Amen.